Chapter 1. Gordon Maines looked at himself in the hotel bathroom mirror and couldn't help admire what he saw staring back at him. For a third-term city councilman considering a run for mayor, he exuded the confidence of a man who regularly bent the system to his will rather than the other way around. Beyond that, he just looked good. He was approaching 50, but thanks to a comprehensive regimen of skincare, with a small Botox assist, he told himself that he could still pass for 40. His wavy hair was still more pepper than salt. His skin was tan, but not in an unhealthy-looking way. He still looked fairly dashing in a suit, though he wasn't wearing one now. In fact, all he had on at the moment was a white undershirt and a pair of boxer briefs. And soon those would be gone, too. As he popped the little blue pill into his mouth and took a swig of brandy, he considered what was waiting for him in the other room. This was far from the first time he'd done this, but the woman he'd brought up to room 1441 of the Bonaventure Hotel may have been the most impressive yet. The purple dress she wore was sophisticated and stylish, but form-fitting enough to suggest at the bounty hidden underneath. Part of him wondered what she was doing in this line of work. She was gorgeous enough to be a model or actress, or at the very least, a porn star. But Gordon didn't spend too much time worrying about the girl's long-term employment prospects. Right now, she was here, and she would do whatever he wanted, even if he had to pull money from a slush fund he kept on the side, the one he used so his wife wouldn't stumble across his various peccadillos. He stepped out into the well-appointed room with its latte-tinted walls adorned in modern art, thick carpeting, and marble-topped dressers, and was surprised to find the bed unoccupied. For a second, thinking she'd absconded with the first half of her payment, he started for the door. "Where are you headed, big boy?" a voice purred from the corner of the room. He glanced in that direction and saw her, the girl who'd demanded they not use names, sitting in a high-backed chair in the corner near the window, wearing only a black bustier and hipster panties. Her proportions were almost Barbie-like, something he intended to investigate in greater detail soon. Her blonde hair cascaded down, approaching her elbows. Her skin wasn't nearly as tan as the average California girl, giving her a delicacy and sophistication that seemed somehow exotic in this land of sun and surf. Her eyes were a bright blue, reminiscent of the Caribbean waters where he'd spent his honeymoon. Gordon immediately shook that thought from his head and focused on the creature in front of him. "I'm headed in your direction," he answered, certain he sounded suave. "Before you do, I poured you another drink," she said, nodding at the counter above the minibar as she took a sip from a glass of her own. "I decided not to wait."
"Rude,"
he said, pretending to be offended as he grabbed the glass. "Hopefully I can make it up to you," she said, her tone lilting with playfulness.
"I'm sure I can think of something," he replied before taking a swig. Is that brandy?"
"You mentioned that it was your favorite when we were downstairs," she said.
"Wow, you paid attention," he marveled before taking another glug. "Most girls in your line of work don't pay attention to anything other than the cash."
"Are you saying I'm not the first gal you've been with?" she faux-pouted, sticking out her lower lip with such ferocity that he could barely contain himself. "This girl is good." He reminded himself to add a little something extra if the rest of her efforts delivered on the performance so far. "Why don't you take off your shirt and stay a while?" she suggested, standing up and letting him drink her in fully.
"Don't mind if I do," he murmured,
pulling his shirt up more clumsily than he would have liked. In fact, as he lifted it over his head, he lost his balance and stumbled slightly. Luckily, he landed on the bed where he managed to finally wrangle the shirt off,